Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
How you doing, JP?
Oh, you know.
Good to have you back.
Good to be back.
Yesterday, I was trying to keep them up to date with the text you were sending me about your mom in the ER.
Brett, how many times have you heard me running out of this place screaming mother effer in the last, say, 5-6 months?
5-6 months, there's 30 days in a month, I would say 90 times.
It's close.
You know, he's very accurate. He keeps stats.
I know he does.
He's the only 90 is the answer.
Are you almost positive?
That's an accurate number.
That's an accurate
Where
number.
Where did you get that number? Lesbians.com?
Yeah.
90.
Yeah, no, it's
out of 5 months. That's 5 months, though. So.
I mean, it's been a crazy run. I can't make any of this stuff up. You know, yesterday.
It does seem like it happens way more often to you than your average bear.
Well, you know what? You know what the problem is, too, is that my sister doesn't drive. So a lot of this stuff falls on me, you know, and it's a bitch.
You know, that's exactly what I was telling Susan. I was realizing that when I was talking to her.
Yeah.
She's like, he always has to run out. I'm like, yeah, there's nobody else. I said, his sister. I mean, she's in her 50s. She doesn't drive. Yeah. I said she's at work, but she can't get anywhere, so she's no help. And his dad is laid up. He can't help her with that. Well, and his mom can't help him with her dad, and they're divorced.
They're divorced.
They're not really in each other's world.
Well, they kind of are.
But you're in both of their worlds.
That's getting weird, too, that whole mom and dad thing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's getting weird. I think who knows what he's up to. But, yeah, yesterday my mother took a really bad fall, and she landed face first on the cement.
Oh.
So when I got the call, my mother
lives. Egg on her head. I thought she hit a chair or a table or something.
No, she landed face first concrete.
Oh, man. Oh.
And, you know, my mother lives less than 5 minutes from the radio station. So I got the call and I got there and there was a pool of blood on the cement outside her door. So she fell walking from her car to the door.
She had already gotten up when you got there and gone inside?
They carried her, neighbors found her. She was actually screaming for help.
Oh,
you know, nobody had seen her. She was out there for a few minutes.
Oh, that's horrific.
And then the neighbors came and carried her into the house. I got there. She lost a tooth, cracked another one.
Mm.
I mean, a knot on her head like she got hit with a baseball bat. I mean, it was huge. It was literally the circumference of a softball. I mean, of a baseball.
Yeah, it looked pretty big in that picture.
She got stitches.
Which, by the way, you don't have to send me pictures in the future.
Yeah.
I was like, why are you sending me this?
Right.
Your poor mother with blood down her nose and her face. Like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I just felt so bad.
We believe you. We believe you.
Stop it.
Well, you know what the thing is with that, Brett, is that in the past, we've had people that work for us that things would keep happening. And Raj knows, I'm like, are you sure? You know what I'm saying? Like, it started getting a little shady. And I know what my track record has been the last couple of months with everything, just one after another, after another, after another. And
so this is where we've gotten to. You're leaving a paper trail.
Basically.
Because it's gotten so ridiculous.
Basically.
Look, proof. And I then, swear to God, this is what's going on.
Yeah.
All right, I guess
and,
it is.
And then... Yeah, it was crazy, man. It was crazy. So I'm sitting in the hospital. Then I got to wait for the x-rays and for the... Mm. And my sister's like, do you need any help? I'm like, what are you going
to
do?
You're right. What are you going to do? Walk to the
I'm
hospital?
Like, so what are you going to do? Exactly.
Miles?
You're going to get here and then do what? You're going to get dropped off.
Yeah.
And then what?
What kind of help? Say something negative and then go back to work?
I'm sitting... Boy, do you have her pegged.
I've been around you a little while.
Yeah, I know.
I love pegging.
Exactly.
Oh, jeez.
So... Yeah, I really appreciate it. We've got a lot of people that reached out to me via Twitter or direct message or whatever it is. But so thank you guys all. That meant a lot to me, and I was showing my mother, and she loved it.
Oh, that's nice.
You know, she thought it was...
Bless her spirits.
She thought it was cool, yeah. But she's banged up, man. You know what bone she broke? Monica, you know on your, like, where your mustache area would be? There's that...
It's kind of a weird thing to ask me.
Let's go straight to Monica with the mustache. You know where your Fredo Bandito mustache is? The one that curls up right there.
I showed these guys. Okay, so you know where your the top of your lip, that little indent in between both sides of you where the mustache is?
Yeah, what's that called?
Widow's peak.
No, under your nose.
Under your nose.
Not your hairline, under your nose. Like, what's that little, you know,
under your nose,
where your lip divides, that little space.
Exactly, your lip divide, where it meets the bottom of your nose.
Now push up.
Push up. Oh. She broke that. She broke that.
That's bad.
Monica, I was nowhere insinuating you had a mustache by any stretch of the imagination. I was just trying to pull you into the conversation. Maybe that was a bad way of doing it, and I apologize, but I was just...
You know, Monica, right in the middle of your mustache? Is that really a bone in there? Oh, yeah, because you know what I think? If I think about a skull, this is all the cartilage that goes away.
Right.
But then...
That's the bone.
But this thing's usually missing. That's actual bone right here.
She broke that. So she got the stitches across her nose. She broke that. What?
Your philtrum?
Is that what it's called?
Are you serious?
She broke her philtrum.
That's the space. I don't know if that's the actual bone.
Monica, you know where your... Let me start over. Monica, you know where your philtrum is?
Sure, now. Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
She broke that.
La, there it is.
You're not mad, are you?
Me, no.
I'm mad. Okay.
No. Listening.
So, yeah, she just is, you know.
She broke her filter.
When you get to your mother's house and there's a pool of her blood on the...
I've never seen a pool of my mom's blood. I don't want to.
No.
Or my dad, for that matter.
No.
I've seen a pool of my daughter's blood. That's bad. When she ran a bike into a telephone pole. That was horrible.
Yeah.
Or the other time when she slipped off the diving board. Courtney was crossing over the diving board in a game the kids were playing around the pool. Slipped off the side. Scraped along the bullnose blocks that surround the pool. Both arms scraped here, all the way up and down. Belly, leg, crying.
Of course.
In the deep end of the pool, holding onto the side, bleeding into the pool.
Right.
Got her out. Fortunately, we had two nurses at the party. And she, that whole summer, she had to wear cream on that. She had a big scar on her arm.
Well, listen, this is
unbelievable.
This is not about your daughter. It's
ridiculous
about my
accident. All right, I'm sorry to focus it on myself.
It's what he does.
Instead of your poor mom.
Yeah.
So this other time, she ran a bike into a pole at Disney, and I was watching her drive it right into a telephone pole.
In Disney?
Like, swear to God, we rented bikes, and she's riding the bike, and she goes, "I'm just going over this way," and turns and right into a telephone pole. I saw my life flash before my eyes. She hit it so hard and slid right forward and right into the pole. It's like a cartoon.
Did you laugh at first?
No, my heart was in my throat. Like, I thought she was, like, head first into the pole type thing. And then when she was okay, afterwards we laughed. After the stitches.
I probably would have laughed until the screams.
That's my accident-prone kid right there.
Right.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, she's home. She looks like she went 12 rounds with Tyson.
Yeah. She's, today she must be sore
today. From her hairline to her lip, her top lip, and all the way across is black and blue.
Oh, the whole face discolored?
All black and blue.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. She's going to be laid up for a little while. Now we got to find somebody to watch the kids in the morning, you know.
Oh, she still comes by? I didn't know if she...
Yeah, she still comes by. I could probably... I trust my daughter to get herself on the school bus.
Yeah, that's the other one.
But, yeah. No.
She would have to wrangle him onto the bus.
He'll steal a car. Or decide he's going to ride his bike without telling anybody. One of those things. So, yeah, again, thank you to everybody.
Wow. Oh, your poor mama.
Yeah.
Justin's online. One, hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to ask JP if his mom hit him up for money yet from the hospital bill. Because I was.
Nah, she's.
You also have heard the stories, I guess.
She's covered. Covered. But there was something that came up yesterday. And she was hinting around to him, like, just do it. I'll take care of it.
Even while injured?
Yeah.
Hinting a lot.
Something came up.
Did she fall when she was coming back to her house after watching your kids in the morning? Because then it's all on you.
Oh. Eventually.
Yeah. I guess she
did. Was she really on her way back?
Yeah, I guess she did.
See?
It's not my fault, though.
She's going to use that, bro. Watch out.
Listen, it's not my fault she can't walk straight. You know? It wasn't like she wasn't jumping hurdles or anything.
Right.
She was going from her car to the front door.
Yeah, was there anything she tripped on or just, you know what? I mean, sometimes the leg just gets lazy.
I guess she
I don't know if it was a crack.
I don't know. Who knows? Who knows? Who knows?
So what's she doing today? Is she by herself? Oh, she's with her sister.
My sister stayed there.
Because today's the day. Like, you know when you have a car accident, the next day's the worst day?
Now, my sister.
Today's her sore day.
My sister lives just under an hour from where my mother is. Mm. I'm waiting for that I need you to take me home thing because that's not happening.
I can't. It's been a whole day.
I know. Oh. Well, there's, yeah.
I have to get back in my routine.
Right.
She should, honestly, she should just stay there for the rest of a week.
Somehow this.
Give you a break.
You know, my mother, oh, so for the, I found this, you know what else was like, dude? So.
There's an example of a man with seven thoughts at once.
Oh, yeah, everything just came rushing back. So yesterday, my mother decides awesome. To, like, unload every family secret, every story.
Really?
Everything, because we were there for, like, 4.5 hours.
This is what they
now,
do.
Now, did you ever see, like, what these new, you remember old jail cells we picture is just bars, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now a lot of times you'll see inside of prisons and it's not bars, they're glass doors and, you know, they're in a small cell, glass doors. That's what we were in. If anybody's ever seen Oz, they know what, like the show Oz,
like
when they're in jail.
Room cubicle type thing?
Yeah.
It was plexiglass or whatever?
Yeah, it was all with doors and just glass.
Wow.
And, you know, so you can see into the entire,
makes sense.
You know, triage center. But I'm trapped in what's essentially a cell with my mother trying to tell me, like, every story about my aunts, uncles, this, then, that one, what she did for this one, how he screwed that one, like, all the stuff. I'm like,
no, that's good stuff,
She was mad that I knew nothing about my grandparents on her side. But they both died when I was fairly young.
Uh-huh. Well, how would you know if she didn't tell you?
Right.
Exactly.
We never really talked about it. My grandmother, I don't remember. She died before I have memories. And my grandfather died. I guess I was closer to a teenager, but that dude never came. Like, when I was
he was the one in a suit.
He was one of them in a suit.
Oh,
both my grandparents were like, grandfathers were like dapper from pictures that I've seen.
Yeah.
But he would, like, give me $100 for my birthday when I was little. I remember my mother would drive me into Brooklyn, and I would go into this apartment complex that would scare the crap out of me because, I grew up on Long Island in the suburbs. Where the hell was I going? I was going to the hood as far as I was concerned. It didn't look safe.
Uh-huh.
It didn't look, you know, so I would go there, and he would hand me $100. I remember being there for, like, a couple hours on my birthday every year, and that's it.
You go visit him, like, at his place.
When I was really little, and then I didn't see him for years, he never once came out to see me. So she was all pissed off. I'm like, Ma, how am I supposed to know?
Right.
It gets better. So she's telling me all that stuff. And in my this is my sister. For Christmas, my mother asked her for one of those genetic things. She wanted to follow the family tree.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she knows my grandfather's from Spain. And her mother's from, like, the family's from Spain.
Right.
But she knows there's going to be different genealogy down the lines, and she wanted to follow it. My sister's response to her was, nah, I don't like that.
What?
So she asked my mother what she wanted for Christmas.
Right.
My mother told her what she wanted for Christmas.
And your sister vetoed
it? And my sister was like, nah, I don't like that. And then wouldn't do it for her.
Wow. Wow.
That's my sister in a nutshell.
That's really messed up.
That's my sister in a nutshell.
Wow. Everybody. Was there any...
can't pick your family.
Like, super family secret type thing that was like... blew you away?
My uncle apparently suffered from severe anxiety and panic and depression and all that stuff. And my mother got him out of... He got drafted from Vietnam. This is not a good story, apparently. Huh. And especially being in a military town, people are probably going to get really pissed off at my uncle.
Wow.
But he would get beat up because he was a weak guy. Uh-huh. You know, he got drafted.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he was, I don't know where he was, and he was getting beat up, and he couldn't handle it, and he couldn't defend himself, and went AWOL.
Wow, really?
Went AWOL and called my mom, and my mom was like, get to a VA. You have to get to a VA. He called my mother hysterical. And he's like, you have to get... She's just like, go to a VA. You have to get to a VA. We'll take care of it from there. You have to get to a VA hospital. That's the only way you're gonna be okay is if you get to
a VA.
They'll
at least see that there's something with them that has to be taken care of.
And then this part of the story I found a little weird, but, you know, my mother...
With families, there always is the part that doesn't make complete sense.
No, she...
Leave stuff out. That's what I
find. She she said, she goes, so after that, she was like, I was able to get in touch with the Surgeon General. Like, the Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General.
The Surgeon General, not his office.
What'd she have? Was she a nurse or something? How did she?
She worked in a hospital, and I guess she conned her way on the phone, and they
know where you get it from.
And got my uncle. To, yeah.
That's awesome.
Exactly.
She passed an envelope through the phone.
Right. And they discharged him. And he got a medical discharge. Yeah.
That's weird. I have a,
and my grandfather, grandfather was pissed off at my mother because in his eyes, he should have handled it like a man. You know?
Right. You're not like a man and all that.
Right, right, right.
My dad's dad, during, it was the beginning of World War One, was in Canada, and he and his brother.
Did he surrender?
Yeah. Almost. he and his brother switched identifications. They switched IDs so that the young brother, my grandfather, who was like 19 and was supposed to be drafted, got his older brother's ID so he could go to the U.S. and to the woman he knew he was in love with and go down to Massachusetts and start a family there and job, whatever. And his older brother, who was like 4 years older, went into the war in Canada instead. So they switched names and everything. So we always knew my grandfather as George. That was never his name. Mm-hmm. Till the day he died on his deathbed, he told his daughters, he said, not until I die can you tell my sons I did this. But I have to tell you, I did this. Switched IDs. I'm not George. I've always been Leopold. What?
God, that's, you know.
Which makes sense.
Either one's a cross between George or Leopold.
That's
either one's a rough guy.
It's the French. But so he comes down. So now it all comes together. He dies. The sisters tell my father. My father tells my mother. And my mother goes, this is why when we drove up to St. Sebastian outside Montreal to look behind the church at the gravestones before anybody had Ancestry.com, and she would use the pencil tracing of the gravestone so she'd remember, she goes, why there was a George buried back there when we had a George. Couldn't figure out where he fit on the family tree. It's because they switched names. That was George. Grandpa the whole time, Pepe, was not George. He was Leopold.
Wow.
And it was so he didn't end up fighting for Canada, but he was able to go, and he had already met my grandmother, had gone back up to Canada, and now came back, and they had a family, and he worked in a freaking rifle factory, boring out the rifles for World War One.
Can you do me a favor and get that piece of spittle off your lip?
I just did.
I couldn't stop staring at it. It was going up and down and up
was
and
it
down.
Where? Oh, it was it a top lip?
No, it was bottom lip.
And it kept sticking to the top lip when I was talking?
It was sticking to the white, and then it would drop, and then it would just be like a ball of white spit on your lip. I didn't hear a word you said.
Ball of white spit aside, there's our draft story in my family. And I didn't know it till he died maybe 10 years ago.
Every family. I think every family's got some.
He was so ashamed, wouldn't talk about it.
Yeah.
But he knew what he had to do.
Right.
You know, he knew he had to.
Did the brother die in that war?
No.
Okay.
He didn't. Survived the war, et cetera, went on, and they stayed opposite names for their whole lives.
Were they tight?
Yeah.
They were.
But my grandfather never went back up, never went across the border again his whole life.
To Canada?
He lived to 93. He went 74 years, didn't go back ever, and nobody ever knew. Why wouldn't you go back up? We go back up, we see relatives, we see gravestones, we know where they live. Wouldn't go back up. Now we know. Day he died, we found out. That's something. That is carrying it with you the whole way.
It sure is. That's
commitment.
That's commitment, man.
He was stubborn.
That's going, man.
Yeah.
That's going.
All right, there you go. A couple of good war stories. Who knew we had them? It's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Roger and JP.
Actually, they both our families a bunch of pussies. You know, mine dropped out.
Wait, I have plenty who served them on both our sides, but not that guy.
Mine goes AWOL.
Yeah, he was a kid. He didn't know what he's doing. Well, glad your mom is kind of okay. I hope she feels better
she's
today.
She's in a lot of pain. She texted me before.
Yeah, I hope she feels better tomorrow because we know today's not going to be a good day, unfortunately. We're Roger and JP on The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Roger and JP on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.